The first one that I want to look at, that was just a teacher square root. Don't put that one away for a minute, because that's a big one. That has a lot of road mapping that we have to do. Okay. That's the hardest one. Just because you saw there's so many different choruses and stuff like that. We'll get it all figured out. It'll be lovely. Trust me. It's really incredible. When you get a chance. So this is from Cavalleria Rusticana. Okay? If you look that up. And just look up the Easter hymn. It's just spectacular. You'll just love it. You really will. All right. First thing I want to look at is Over the Bright Blue Sea. All right. So you can take your pens and pencils if you want and scratch out all that dialogue, because that's not going to happen. Okay? Aww. Now, if you don't know Gilbert and Sullivan, I'm sorry for you. But they were an amazing pair who worked together. Sullivan wrote the music, Gilbert wrote the words. It's one of the first times when we're coming into this kind of music that you have an equal, or considered an equal talent of librettist and composer. You know, if you know Mozart operas, they're Mozarts, right? You don't know who's the librettist of Le Nozze di Figaro. Anybody know? Because nobody cares. They're scared. Mozart. Mozart set this to the words in it, and this is great. Okay? But these guys, the words are just as important as the music, and they're brilliant. They're just genius. They're really funny, and yet they're really, you know, full of all kinds of great stuff. Good music. It's very good language, but it's not easy. Okay? But the main thing I want to stress is that, because we're doing these in English, that it needs to be a more, what we call mid-Atlantic English. Okay? Which is somewhere between Boston and Britain. Okay? So if you've ever heard the Boston Brahmins, okay, how they used to speak, which is where they get the pak, the pow, the pow, yeah. Then they get that ah, the bang, ah. That all comes from that kind of speech. It's the same. So for example, if you're looking at this first thing, over the bright blue sea, we want over, not over, but over, the bright, blue sea. Come Sir Joseph. Porter. KCB.
KCB.
Wherever. He may go. Bang bang.
Bang bang.
The loud 9-pounders go.
The loud 9-pounders go.
Good. Shout o'er the bright blue sea.
Shout o'er the bright blue sea.
Bright blue sea.
Bright blue sea.
For Sir Joseph Porter, KCB.
For Sir Joseph Porter, KCB.
Good. Shout o'er the bright blue sea.
Shout o'er the bright blue sea.
For Sir Joseph Porter, KCB.
For Sir Joseph Porter, KCB.
Good. All right. So, now, sopranos and altos. Contralto, by the way, means alto. Let's speak this in rhythm. So it's going to be da da dee da da da. Over the bright blue sea comes the Joseph Porter, KCB. Okay, let's speak that. Ready? One, two, three. Over the bright blue sea comes the Joseph Porter, KCB. Wherever he may go, bang, bang, the loud 9-pounders go. Shout o'er the bright blue sea, for Sir Joseph Porter, KCB. Shout o'er the bright blue sea, for Sir Joseph Porter, KCB. Do this on va. Can I hear the sopranos? Everybody sing with the sopranos. soprano line, on va. Here's how we play the va game. You sing the V at the beginning. We don't re-articulate a note that is the same. So we don't go va, 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 but va, va. Okay. There we go. One, two, three. Excitement. maybe a little bit of seasickness, but not too much. Sir Joseph's barge is seen.
its brow of blushing beauty.
And its brow of blushing beauty.
We hope he'll find us clean.
We hope he'll find us clean.
And attentive to our duty.
And attentive to our duty.
Attentive to our duty. No. Attentive to our duty.
Attentive to our duty.
But that's you. Attentive to our duty.
Attentive to our duty.
Yes, and please say beauty, not beauty. Don't be Vermonters. Beauty. 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 Duty. Say beauty.
Beauty.
Duty.
Duty.
Thank you. I know that. I see some of you like, this is really hard. we sail the ocean blue.
We sail the ocean blue.
And our saucy ships of beauty.
And our saucy ships of beauty.
Careful, saucy ships. Saucy ships of beauty.
Saucy ships of beauty.
Saucy ships of beauty.
Saucy ships of beauty.
There we go. Good. We're sober, sober men and true.
We're sober, sober men and true.
And attentive to our duty.
And attentive to our duty.
Sober, sober men and true.
Sober, sober men and true.
We're smart and sober men.
We're smart and sober men.
And quite devoid of fear.
And quite devoid of fear.
In all the royal end.
In all the royal end.
Which means navy. None are so smart as we are.
None are so smart as we are.
Good. That's why you say fear. All right, so. Just this first part that's in unison. Can we just play it for you?
We're sober men and true and attentive to our duty.
two. Once again, keep it. Sail we sail the ocean blue. Da, 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 da. That's very connected. Not ba da ah ah ah. Okay. One, two.
We sail the ocean blue with the saucy ships of beauty. We saw the solar land and to the descendant of our beauty.
Solar,
solar land and to
the descendant. We're smart. So you gotta be ready for that.
Yeah.
If it's too high, if you're a tenor two or a tenor one, you just feel like, oh, I don't feel like doing that, you could sing down the bass part, but that's pretty low, the bass and baritone part. Okay? So if you can be up there, do that. All right, let's go from, so then we're, no, I don't want to do that. Let's go, that was fine. Moving on. Never mind. That was great. Get up, take out, he is an Englishman. Being, he would come up with these kind of ridiculous turnarounds of fortune. HMS's is that the captain and a young sailor named Rafe Backstraw were switched at birth. So the Rafe is now the captain, and the captain is now Rafe. And this is all overseen by the Lord Sir Joseph Porter KCB, who is the Lord Admiral of the Navy. And he tells us, and he sings a song about how he became that just by being a really good office boy and a really good politician, but never setting a foot at sea, ever. So this is so, but for that he gets to be in charge of the Royal Navy. So there's all that. Those are the topsy-turvy things we're talking about. So at the end, so this is the Englishmen, when they first use this, which is at the end of the first act, it's kind of as a ploy to distract Sir Joseph. Because Ralph is trying to sneak off with the captain's daughter, who's supposed to marry Sir Joseph. And it's all about rank and stuff. So I look it up. It's very good. It's very funny. Okay, so this is the end. This is the big cap of the moment. And this is what it's
Which important. One is the Englishman? Is
that Sir Joseph.
Sir Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph.
They're all Englishmen, but yeah. But this is to pump up Sir Joseph and make him feel very important, okay? And this is kind of fun because we'll do that opening that we just did. We'll finish that off, which is a really nice piece for HMS. And then we'll sing this. And at the end, we get to go, hip, hip, hurrah, hip, hip, hurrah, hip, hip, hurrah. Okay? That's the whole point of doing this. So.
Thank you for explaining that.
You're welcome.
I always love to have the context so I know what to
say. Yeah, this is good luck. You can have some fun with these, because, man, I don't know, you've never been to one of my recitals?
No, I don't.
Okay. No, at my recital, I have to explain all these things, and it gets to be a lot of fun, because I end up having to tell a whole opera story. Like, if you're doing something towards the end of an opera, you have to tell the whole story about what goes on, and try to do that in a very short amount of time. Yeah. Very difficult. Here we go. For he is an Englishman. Can I hear just tenors and basses? So, one, two. For he is.
You
want to
do that slow?
I don't think so. For he is an Englishman. That's it. That's what I want. Sorry. I misread. One. For he is. Bass note is? Tenor notes? Yep, there's only two possibilities. So you can pick one or the other, but not anything in between. Here we go. One, four. Your part is. always slowing down that whole thing. Ba 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 da dee da 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 dee da 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 ba da da. Okay. Yeah, the slur does not mean legato in this case. It doesn't mean no. And it's all from here. It's like a belly laugh. Okay. Here we go. Basses, please. Four. Wait. One.
Four.
Stand up there like this, and it would totally fit in perfectly. Wonderful. Here we go. Ready? One,
four.
Hebrew chorus. Con gli schiavi e rebei. Or as I told you to call it, human course. Okay. So this is in Italian. In case you didn't know. Alright, so if you notice on this one, the top line is the sopranos and altos. The middle line is tenors, and the bottom line is basses. Okay? And that's all the way through. Doesn't change. The tenors, you have your own lines, all by yourselves. Basses are special too. But you're all. The way I'm going to leave that hanging. That was bad. Okay, here we go. Look at the words, please. Va pensiero.
Va pensiero.
Be careful, it's not va, it's va. Va pensiero.
Va pensiero.
Fly thought. Sulari.
Sulari.
Dorate.
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 Okay. In Italian, Italian has five vowels. And then it goes, hey, everything has five vowels. No. There are no diphthongs. Whenever you see the letter O, it is always O. When you see the letter I, it is always E. When you see the letter E, it is always E. No exceptions. Okay? So when you see Dorate, it has to be O-A-E. It's not Dorate, because it doesn't align into anything. It's Dorate.
Dorate.
Good. Well, I heard te. It's a Italian T is te.
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 Dorate.
Dorate. I'm still hearing Dorate. So the R is forward and flipped. Dorate.
Dorate.
There you go. So next time you can order an espresso or a latte or a cappuccino. You'll go, oh, you're from Italy. Va tiposa.
Va tiposa.
Sui clivi.
Sui
colli.
Sui colli.
So when you have two letters, two consonants together in Italian, you hold them a little bit. If they're voiced, you have to be colli, colli.
Colli.
Yes, there's a little bit colli.
Colli.
Yeah, good. Ove.
Ove.
Olezzano.
Olezzano.
Like pizza, Olezzano.
Olezzano.
Good. Tepide.
Tepide.
E molli.
E molli.
Careful, it's not e molli, it's e molli.
E molli.
There you go. Laure.
Laure.
Dolci.
Dolci.
Del suolo.
Del suolo.
I love that word. Suolo.
Suolo.
Yeah, so the letter U is always U. Suolo.
Suolo.
There we go. Suolo.
Suolo.
Natale.
Natale.
Yeah, make sure those A's match. Natale.
Natale.
Good. Del Giordano.
Del Giordano.
Careful, it's not del. The Italian L is la. It's in the front. Del Giordano.
Del Giordano.
You listen to Italians who speak English, you'll notice that they put a little shadow of vowel between the consonanti, because for them, to put two consonants together sounds absolutely wrong. So even when they speak their own language, they don't go Del Gior, but it's Del Giordano.
Del Giordano.
Yeah, I'm saying Del Giordano. Del Giordano.
Del Giordano.
So a slight roll of the R.
In Gior?
Yeah,
it's a flip. It's a step. Like a little Giordano. Yeah. You could say Giordano, but it's no sense. Giordano. Am I wrong? Okay. Le rive.
Le rive.
Saluta.
Saluta.
Good. Dizione.
Dizione.
Careful, it's not sione, it's sione.
Sione.
Right, like every vowel has its thing. So you don't just slide them together. Sione.
Sione.
Good. Oh, sione, sorry. So there's two N's. So sione.
Sione.
Yeah, sione.
Sione.
So this is very important, because in Italian, if you short it and you make it a single consonant instead of a double consonant, that can make it a completely different word. And here's a little helpful hint. If you ever go to Italy and you see the word A-N-N-I or A-N-N-O, make sure you put two N's in that. Anno, anni, because if you put one in, it means something completely different. One means years, the other means buttholes. So if someone asks you quanti anni, you say, cinque anni. You might get a strange look. So very pure, important. Dizione.
Dizione.
You're gonna get HR is gonna contact you on that. Le torri.
Le torri.
It's not torri, it's front rolled R. Torri.
Torri.
If you don't know how to roll your R, learn. It's a good skill to have.
Because for 5 years.
What?
You tried for 5 years.
I know, we're still working on it. Any day now.
I have the same problem, so it's okay. It's
genetic.
Yes, it is.
Anybody can roll their R's, okay? The problem that Americans have with rolled R's is because when we see an R, we automatically pull our tongues back. Because we say, R. Okay? And to roll the R, you have to be front. It has to be R.
R.
R. Right. And I can hear it. I can hear it start to happen. If you can't get there, you'd make a D sound. R. R. That's the same thing. Then you go R. 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 Yeah, see, it starts to happen. You have to practice, though. You can't just leave it alone. All right. Where was I? Le torri. Aterrate.
Aterrate.
Oh, mia patria.
Oh, mia patria.
Oh, mia patria. No. Oh, mia patria.
Oh, mia patria.
Oh, mia. No. Oh.
Oh.
Mia patria.
Mia patria.
Thank you. Si bella.
Si bella.
E perduta.
E perduta.
Good. O membranza.
O membranza.
Si cara.
Si cara.
E fatal.
E fatal.
Yeah. Arpa d'or.
Arpa d'or.
With golden harps. Dei.
Dei.
What? Fatidici.
Fatidici.
Be careful, don't go fatidici, that's too deep. Fatidici.
Fatidici.
I know, boring language lessons are boring, but oh well. Vati.
Vati.
Perché?
Perché.
Muda.
Muda.
Basalice.
Basalice.
Pendi.
Pendi.
Good, let's just go there. All right, so go back to the beginning. So this is unison to start. And we're going to do this just on the lot. Recognize it? Hey, you know already. On the ba, ba. So every time you take a breath and you rearticulate it, you start a new V. Okay? I forgot to tell you that before. You kind of all figured it out, but that's the way we do it. Here we go. Here we go. One, two, three. Sung it before. Good, that's something. Good, great. So you have to help everybody else. Okay, here we go. Va. One, two, three. Okay, here we go. Va, va. Fill it with sound. Ah. These are run down slaves. They sing with full voices, very full. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, 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 oh.
try it with the words. The trick with this, because it's unison, is that we want it all to sound like everyone is saying exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. So if you're singing Va Pensiero, it's gonna stick out. Va Pensiero. You have to work at it. It's gotta go this way, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Va Pensiero.
Sola. Sola. Va. Yeah, so that has to be short. Riaterrate. So when you come into the legato, that's like, ooh, yay, okay? Let's go back to Del Giordano. Oh, let's go back up to Laure. Yeah, 194. One, two.
Laure.
G-H-I, it's G. Okay? So in this case, it's Gitano.
Gitano.
I giorni.
I giorni.
A bella.
A bella.
Chi del Gitano.
Chi del Gitano.
I giorni.
I giorni.
A bella.
A bella.
Chi.
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 del gitano.
Il del gitano.
I giorni a bella.
I giorni a bella.
La zingarella.
La zingarella.
That's it? Okay, let's do this on live. All right, so tenors and basses, lots of support. So you go, you're right up there. Poor thing. Doesn't quite have what you want. Find the pitch in there. Okay, here we go. Tenors and basses, on live. Two.
like what you heard before? Okay. Start with a tenor bass. No. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of other stuff in there, but yeah. That's the basic idea. So look at Mikado. All right, so some things I need to tell you about this one. I marked this wrong. Well, I thought I had a brilliant idea. It turns out I didn't. So, if you go to the last page, all right, which is 231, and then you move back a page to 230. And you count three measures from the last, from the end of 230. Okay? So the sopranos should have shout, everyone else should have rear. Okay? You're gonna draw a line there. I will do this and put it on the website just so you know, just to let you know now. You're gonna draw a line there, put a little asterisk up there, where the line is. You're gonna draw a line.
After shout, but before shout.
On the measure line. Boom.
Before shout.
Before rear for everybody else. Okay?
Yeah.
Then cross out the measure to the left and the measure above. Boom. Yep. Get rid of your joyous and career. Get rid of that. And the one above. Now, page 6, all gone. Take them out.
Okay, everything.
Everything. 229 to 226, take it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll keep going. just take those out, okay? Okay, pages, take out page 29, take out page 28, take out page 27, take out page 26, take out page 117, take out page 116, take out page 115, take out page 114. It's good. It's better this way. I promise you. It will make much more sense. So here's what you should have for this one. You should have from the beginning, which is page 108, you should have 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, and then it goes all the way to 230. Okay? That's what you should have.
Okay.
And you drew your little line, your little asterisk, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, on page... I gotta get back here. On page 113, you're gonna draw... Don't cross out anything on 113. Don't get ahead of me, please. Okay? I'll tell you what to do, I promise. On page 113, where it says 1, that's the first ending, okay?
Yeah.
Draw a line before shout and rear. Don't cross anything out, just a line, straight up and down. Okay? And you need to write above that, second time 2 asterisks. Second time 2 asterisks.
On page 230.
Yes. That's where you drew your line and did your little asterisk.
And on 230, where we drew the line on the asterisks, everything before that we're not doing.
Everything before that we are not doing. Because you will see, if you look from 113, that the ending is the same. You'll see shout and rear, right?
Yes.
Hey, it fits. I thought I could make this longer and I can't. Yeah.
Are we going to sing the first ending?
Yes.
And go all the way
and
to
repeat.
The bottom and go to the
And go to the beginning.
So we're not copying anything at all.
No, nothing else needs to be crossed out.
Just take those pages out.
Yep. Take those pages out. When you hold punch, you put the whole thing in, and that way, just take those other pages out. Okay? It was my bad. I thought I could make it longer and make it work, but I was wrong. This is the original cut that I had, and I thought, oh, we can add more. It'll be great. And it was a bad idea on my part. So, any questions on that? Yes.
Sure. So, at the asterisk on 230, that's our second ending.
Yes.
And to the best.
Yes, till the end.
Thanks.
Yep. So, let's try it. Let's go at 230. So let's start in the second beat of 230, altos and sopranos. Once again, don't freak out about this. I will put this in and I will set all this stuff up and it'll be on the website if you have questions. Alright? Don't worry, it's okay. Altos are the second line, yes. Sopranos are the top line, altos second line, tenor, and then bass. Okay? Let's do this, the soprano way. The laughing song and merry, the laughing song and merry. Okay, here we go. 2, 3, 4, 1, with laughing song and merry, the laughing song and merry. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Yeah, so this is a really stupid moment because it goes from 4 to 2, right? So the top line is soprano, and the bottom line is alto. See where it goes to 2 there at the very end? Yeah, so altos, you go from having your own line there to suddenly being the bottom line and the top line. Yeah.
For a soprano to be part. Just for that particular
note. Go down. Take it down to the alto part. Play it so it'd be just stay it down to the G. Right? What I love about Gilbert Sullivan a lot is that they do really stress the alto line that needs to be almost as strong as the soprano line. So that if you guys want to add down to that if you're soprano too and you feel more comfortable, I'm good with that. Alright, so let's do the soprano line again. Laughing song and merry dance, laughing song and merry dance, 2, 1, 2. Ooh, wow. That was fun marking that. Try singing it. Here we go. 3, 4, 1.
Laughing song and merry dance, laughing song and merry dance.
Song and merry dance, right? Here we go. 3, 4, 1.
Song and dance.
Song and dance. two thing in here on the top line. It's very bizarre, but there it is. Save G. Shermer some money. Can I hear the tenors and basses? One, two, one.
Wait,
sorry.
Yeah.
Two, three, four. One, two, three. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think so too. One, two.
With song and dance. With song and dance.
Good. Here we go. Everybody. So, one, two, one. And dance, land above it. Go and dance. It doesn't quite work. Okay, one more time. One, two, one.
With laughing song and merry dance, with laughing song and merry dance. With song and dance.
Okay, good. All right, so now. Go back to 113. Okay? Actually, go back to 111. Two's that there's a split there. No need to freak out. Here we are. So I'm on page 111. Final measure at the top where it says good beat. One, two, one. I know we're just reading it, but have fun with this. Everybody stand up. This is what I want to end the program.
Yes.
Because this is a blast. Okay? One, two, one.